It's Morning Edition from NHPR. Patriots play their first game of the season tonight against the Kansas City Chiefs in Foxborough. And Chad Finn, sports reporter for the Boston Globe, joins us on the phone now to give us a preview of the game and the Patriots' upcoming season. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us. I'm wondering what you think the prospects are for the Patriots and Chiefs tonight.
It's a pretty interesting team for the Patriots to open the season with. They've had a little bit of a weird history with them fairly recently. I mean, 9 years ago was when Tom Brady suffered his knee injury in the season opener against the Chiefs. He's been basically, as far as we know, injury-free in terms of missing games since then. But it's also a team that 2 years ago, the 2014 season, so 3 years ago now, crushed the Patriots in the fourth week of the season and got to the point where people were wondering if maybe Jimmy Garoppolo, the backup quarterback, was going to get a chance. Was asked of Bill Belichick in a post-game press conference, and he kind of snickered and didn't even respond. And Patriots went on to win the Super Bowl that season after getting crushed by the Chiefs. So kind of a turning point there. Kansas City's a playoff team, well coached by Andy Reid, a lot of talent on both sides of the ball. They're kind of conservative. Their quarterback, Alex Smith, isn't going to take chances down the field, but it's a formidable opponent for the first game of the season, and it should be a pretty good game.
Could it set the tone for the season if there was an opening loss, you think?
I don't know, because the thing with the Patriots, they're always building toward December and then the playoffs beyond that. And they have a real history with Bill Belichick as the coach going into his 18th season now of getting better as the season goes on. The team you see in September, the team you see on opening night, is pretty different from the one that you're going to see in week 14, 15, 16, and then headed into the playoffs, presumably, since they always seem to be there. So
yeah.
If they lost tonight, and I don't think they will, but if they did, it really wouldn't be much of a blow, probably. If they had a couple losses in a row, then you'd start to wonder. But this looks to be one of their most talented rosters that they've had, which is saying something. And a loss tonight seems unlikely. It wouldn't be a total shock because Kansas City's a good team, but it does seem unlikely. And it's always going to be that way all season with this team. You never really going to expect them to lose with the roster that they have.
Well, I could ask you about Julian Edelman suffering that complete tear of his ACL during the preseason game against the Lions. How will that injury affect the team's performance, you think, this season?
Definitely a blow. He is a guy Tom Brady relies on probably more than anybody else. They've had the last 4 or 5 years, they've had two guys who are really crucial offensive weapons for Brady, Edelman and Gronkowski. And they won it last year with Gronkowski on the sideline for the Super Bowl, having suffered a back injury. Now, it might be tougher for them to try to win without Edelman, who's the guy who always seemed to get 8 yards on third down and seven, who Brady always knew was going to be in the right place at the right time. There's just this great mental rapport with those guys. They're on the same page, as the cliche goes, and always seem to be thinking the same thing. Brady really values that. So it's going to hurt, but they are so talented on offense with Brandon Cook, the new receiver coming in from the Saints, as a downfield threat, and some holdover guys. Gronkowski's back healthy. Chris Hogan, guys like that, or Ianni Amendola are still here. He's got a lot to work with without the guy that probably has been his most reliable receiver for the last half dozen years.
But, of course, it's Brady. Nobody worries too much, right?
He's got to get old someday, right? He's in his age 40 season, but no signs of it.
You can't say that. You can't even think about that, right?
Right.
I want to ask you, too, about looking down the line, looking down the schedule in the next. You talk about a team that this seems to get better as the season goes on. What do you see in the upcoming schedule that does worry you, if anything at all?
They've got a back-to-back stretch where they play Denver at Denver, which is always difficult. They never really seem to win there, no matter what the circumstances are and how things are going during that particular season. And then they play the Oakland Raiders in Mexico City. Those two games are right after each other. So it's theoretically two road games, two tough road games. You know, 16-0 talk with the Patriots, kind of absurd. I mean, from 2012 to 2015, they won 12 games each of those regular seasons. Really difficult to win 13, 14, 15 games, let alone 16. They're going to have some bumps on the road here. If you're looking for a place where they might might hit a couple of those bumps, it's probably in that 2 week stretch.
All right. We'll be watching. Thanks, Chad Finn, sports reporter for the Boston Globe.
Good to talk to you. Thank you.